He's ready to admit his guilt. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. A 16-year-old accused of shooting up his school, Oxford High in Michigan last year, Ethan Crumbly, is standing in court right now before a judge.
You understand that you will be pleading guilty to count one, terrorism causing death. That is a felony where you face up to life without parole or a minimum sentence of 25 to 40 years and a maximum sentence of at least 60 years.
And the judge went on to read all the other counts Crumbly's charged with, including four for murder for the four students killed that day. There's a trial going on in New York starting today, a case against the Trump Organization, not the former president himself, his business accused of tax fraud. Its chief financial officer, Ellen Weisselberg, already pleaded guilty and will testify against the company.
This case is separate from one out of the state attorney general's office that alleges the former president overestimated the value of his assets and is also separate from the Justice Department case regarding the keeping of classified documents at his home in Florida.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. There's a new report card out on students showing COVID's effect on learning with a record drop in math scores.
The National Assessment of Educational Progress, or the nation's report card, was last administered in 2019, and that test was taken again this spring. It showed that in the time between, eighth grade math scores dropped by a staggering 8 points. Fourth grade math scores dropped by 5. Again, those are the largest declines ever reported. It was a 3-point loss for reading in both fourth and eighth graders.
That's Fox's Alexandria Hoff. A new ABC poll shows more voters trust Republicans on issues like inflation and crime. But House Speaker Nancy Pelosi wants to keep control of Congress for Democrats and tell CBS Face the Nation abortion remains a big issue, too.
That issue is very, very provocative and encouraging people to vote across the country.
America's listening to Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
We're getting news out of Britain that they're going to get another prime minister. Rishi Sunak is going to take over as the leader of the Conservative Party. He will then become the next prime minister, replacing Liz Truss, who resigned last week amid financial turmoil. She was only on the job for over a month and a half or so. She replaced Boris Johnson in that job. Now back to former President Trump. Last week, the Democrat-led House committee investigating the Capitol riot subpoenaed him to testify. It's possible if he fights it in court, legal action could outlive the committee, especially if Republicans win control of the House. One of the two GOP members on the committee, who the former president helped primary out of office, hopes he does comply.
Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney of Wyoming says should former President Trump appear before the committee, it will respect him, but seek the truth.
It may take multiple days. And it will be done with a level of rigor and discipline and seriousness that it deserves.
Should the former president opt not to comply, Congresswoman Cheney says there are many, many alternatives at the committee's disposal. Former President Trump has until mid-November to inform the panel of his decision. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could rise. Dow futures are up more than 200 points. It's down to two teams in baseball.
Let's go, Phillies!
Philadelphia punched a ticket to the World Series, beating San Diego 4-3 to win the National League Championship Series in 5 games. The Phillies will play the Astros.
1-2. Judge on the ground. Presley's got it. Easy flip. Ball game over. And the Houston Astros win the American League pennant.
Houston completed a sweep of the Yankees in New York on TBS with a 6-5 win last night. Game 1 of the World Series will be Friday. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.